Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
How about Christian McCaffrey of the Carolina Panthers, Rob, just became the highest paid running back in NFL history, signing a four-year, $64 million contract. And let me say this. I think Christian McCaffrey is a great running back. I mean, he's a dual threat, which, you know, there aren't a ton of those. But he runs it on an elite level. He catches it on an elite level. I'm obviously happy for him. I'm always with the players. So I like to see the players get paid as much as they can. But I got to be objective and look at this from a football standpoint. And from a football standpoint, as good as Christian McCaffrey is, I think this was clearly, unquestionably, a mistake. I'm sorry. I'm happy for him. Great. But when are these guys going to learn? Paying a running back that kind of money just doesn't pay off. And again, on the human level, I'm happy for him and all running backs because I don't think they get what they deserve. But when it comes to winning football games, it just doesn't make sense. Christian McCaffrey was awesome last year. Awesome. Set a record for catches by a running back, I believe. Check that out, Rob G. I think that's true. And yet, the Carolina Panthers won 5 games. The year before, he was very good. Not quite as good as he was this past year, but very good. They won 7 games. The only time he ever made the playoffs was when he was a rookie and he wasn't even starting till the end of the season. Ran for less than 500 yards, averaged less than 4 yards a carry. My point is that in today's NFL, I can go get, heck, an undrafted rookie. The two starting running backs in last year's Super Bowl, undrafted. The team that ran roughshod throughout the playoffs with a running game last year, the San Francisco 49ers, all their running backs were unballyhooed, if that's a word. Mostert, the one that set the, you know, NFL record, he was on like 6-7 teams. He's a journeyman. Rob, the six highest paid running backs in the NFL, including McCaffrey now. So McCaffrey, Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, Devontae Freeman, they got one thing in common. None of them made the playoffs last year. And I can argue that the bottom four, Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, and Devontae Freeman, they're essentially, they're shells of themselves. Shells of their former selves. So I'm just saying, strictly from a football standpoint, it doesn't make much sense to me. Congrats to Christian. Hopefully it works out for Derrick Henry. But in terms of winning games, it just didn't make sense to me.
You could not be more wrong. And basically, you're talking from both sides of your mouth. Hey, I'm happy for him, but he doesn't deserve it because the...
It ain't going to win you football games.
But wait
it's
a minute.
Job that, to win that, games.
No,
that's my issue.
What you should have had an issue with was when Matthew Stafford got the highest was made the highest paid player in the NFL. Wait a minute. Let me just.
He got a five-year extension
worth $135 million. The deal included a $50 million signing bonus and $92 million of guaranteed money. Nobody bats an eye when quarterbacks. Matt Stafford's been in the. He was the number one overall pick. Was never made the, made the playoffs three times, no wins, for a decade. And he got money, and people just accept it because he's the quarterback. The running backs have a right to break the bank if a team is worth, if a team thinks he's worth it. How much are you worth, Chris? You're worth what someone's willing to pay you. So you can't be mad if the team believes that you're right, they won five games. But it wasn't because of McCaffrey.
He can't be any better.
No,
and they still won five games.
But it doesn't matter. But they can't. If you take them away from that team, they might not win any games.
They might win four.
They might not win any games. So my point is, stop bashing the running backs and stop blaming them when their teams don't make the playoffs. Because it's not always a situation of about the running backs.
Rob.
He deserved to get paid. It's just like when the Rams...
Todd Gurley,
his contract, they were coming off, you know, they were rolling. He had a great year. They made it to the Super Bowl. And if it wasn't for him really being injured, he ran over the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs before he really got hurt.
He wasn't the only one.
Like
the dude they brought in, Anderson did too.
That's fine. But I'm just telling you that I think it's wrong to bash running backs when they get paid. The system works against them. It's not a fair system to running backs. I have no problem with him getting paid. Bravo, and thanks, and he should be happy that the Panthers at least took into consideration the hard work he's put in and decided that they were going to pay him. Because a lot of guys, and Dominican Sue, I remember when they signed him to this big deal, he never really, after his first couple years in Detroit. There have been a lot of guys, Chris, who wind up getting paid big money and it doesn't always work or pan out, or their teams don't make the playoffs. It's easy to pick on the running backs. I have no problem with this contract. Bravo to the Panthers.
See, because you – and it's fine, because that's why I wasn't talking out of both sides of my mouth. You addressed it from a human level. I'm happy for him, legitimately, for a human level. I love running backs. My dream was to be a great running back. So I'm happy for them. But from a football standpoint as well, what I'm saying, you watched arguably, the greatest running back in history, Barry Sanders. How much team success did that lead to?
Yeah, but that wasn't based
O.J.
on Barry.
Simpson.
But that wasn't based
O.J.
on Barry
Simpson. Maybe the greatest
or
ever
Barry
do
Sanders
it.
Or O.J.
One, played in one playoff game.
Yeah, but that's not
Eric
always
Dickerson,
based on the
maybe
rest of
the
those
greatest
teams.
Ever do it. Never won the Super Bowl.
But that's not always based. It's not fair to just say it's that.
I can
list you a lot of quarterbacks
standpoint.
Who made a lot of money that didn't win a Super Bowl lead. I just gave you one. Who was the first overall?
Matt Ryan.
What Super Bowl
has
Matt Ryan won?
Either.
Dan Marino. What Super Bowl did Dan Marino? I could give you a ton of guys who made a lot of money at the quarterback position, Chris. It's not fair to blame running backs.
I agree with you that they shouldn't be the discrepancy between the quarterback and everybody else shouldn't be what it is. It's ridiculous. Ezekiel Elliott, as I said, is better at his position than Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is going to make twice as much as him. So the discrepancy shouldn't be that. The quarterback shouldn't get that much more money than everybody else. But I'm just saying putting all that money in your running back can hurt you. And we'll see how it works out for them.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. None other than Steph Curry. And Steph was on the JaVale McGee podcast recently, his former teammate, now a current Laker. And he told JaVale he can give it to anybody. Jumper, floater, shake you off the bounce. It doesn't matter. Anybody can get it. Here he is.
The beginning of the NBA season starts, right?
Yeah.
You get the calendar. You're like, oh, who do we have to play? What team or player on that team that you know is guarding you, do you look at it and be like, oh, yeah, I'm getting 60 tonight?
Everybody.
All right. Look, before, I know Rob Parker just wants to weigh in and waylay Steph. I'm gonna give you the first shot, Rob. But I gotta say this. As big a hater as Rob Parker is of Steph, Rob G is absolutely off the charts when it comes to his hate for Steph Curry. I mean, it is ridiculous. You should have seen the notes he sent today. It was all negative towards Steph. It was all stuff Rob could use. I had to do my own research and just my own knowledge off the top of my head, my memory. But Rob G gave me no help. He is hoping that Rob Parker just blasts Steph to no end in this segment. So I just had to say that because I wanted to give the listeners a little knowledge into what goes on behind the scenes. But anyway, Rob, take it away.
Obviously, he wasn't talking about scoring any 60 points in the final couple of minutes of a game because that's not going to happen. Steph Curry's just not that guy. I've told you over and over and over again. He had a chance to bail his team out.
What is that guy?
That guy means when he had a chance to hit a three to win the game and force a game seven last year with all the injuries, he didn't make it. He never makes those shots.
He missed the shot.
No, he never makes those shots. And according to Pro Basketball Reference, I just want to give you, always say I don't give you any information or knowledge.
Well, you don't.
I do. Since 2000, Steph is only shooting 35% in his career in the last 2 minutes of close playoff games. By comparison,
Pro Basketball Reference or Rob G?
No, by Pro Basketball Reference. And by this is the stuff that I've done on my own.
By way of Rob G.
Rob G. No, you don't know what you're talking about. By comparison, Durant shoots 39%, Duncan 40.3%, LeBron 40.5%. And Kobe 41.8. So of all these like stars that we're talking about, Steph is bad. In the finals, Steph Curry's field goal percentage drops by 5.5% and 4.7%, Chris, from three. His efficiency also drops in the playoffs and his turnovers increase. So all I'm saying, and I've been saying this, is Steph Curry is not that guy. He is overvalued by a lot of people. He is, I call him a mirage. He is, everybody thinks he's this greatest shooter, greatest player of all time, but the numbers don't add up. He would be great if he was playing on the Harlem Globetrotters and making half-court shots and, you know, throwing buckets of confetti and playing with the referee and all that. That would be good. He would be good for that.
He's no good.
But when it comes down to the big moments, he's also the author of the biggest choke in NBA history.
He's the author.
He is. Because he's supposed to be the star.
Clay,
no, he is.
Dre.
No, he could have won one game by himself, and instead, on that 73-win team that hadn't lost more than two games in a row all year, they lost three games, two of them at home. Steph Curry, in that situation, Chris, has to win a game by himself. I don't care what my teammates are doing. We're not choking down a 3-1 lead. It was the first time in NBA history ever that a team with supposedly this greatest shooter of all time choked down a championship. I'm not saying he's a bum or a scrub. I'm not saying that.
Obviously, you said he's a globetrotter.
I said, well, globetrotters were great.
You said he shouldn't even be in the NBA. You said he should be playing exhibition basketball.
I said he's great.
Teams that can't beat him. That's what you said, Rob Parker.
I said that he's great making shots against the Washington Generals when nothing's on the line during the middle of a game. But I'm talking about the big shots when it matters most.
And you got the nerve to say, I'm not taking anything away from Steph Curry.
Here we go. Wait, here's the highlight.
You said he can only play against the Washington Generals.
Here we go. That's his greatest highlight of all time. When the game matters and the game is on the line. Steph Curry has failed in those moments in his NBA career. Those are facts, and I got the numbers to back it up.
All right, here we go. First of all, you guys see the overstatement, right? That he said see, this is Rob's strategy. I'm going to overstate so that then I can make this point. So he says, everybody's saying he's the greatest player in the world. Nobody's saying that. Nobody has him in the GOAT conversation. Very few people, if any, have him as the best point guard ever. Nobody's saying that. Most people probably don't even have him in the top 10. But Rob's going to overstate so that he can tear him down because, yeah, see, he's not the best player ever. Everybody's just saying that. And then he overstates the other way. He'd be great playing against the Washington Generals. Like, he's really no good. The guy that won 3 NBA championships, same amount as Larry Bird. Same amount as LeBron James. More than Kevin Durant. The guy who led a moribund franchise to great heights. The guy that helped the team get the 5 straight finals. The guy who changed the NBA. The way basketball is played. And you got the nerve, the audacity to say he should be playing in exhibition games. And this is what you get for listening to Rob G. Because Rob G will lead you astray. Rob G left out plenty. Oh, he sent you the old stats that would serve his vile purposes. And you played right into it. You fell for it. But I'm here to tell you, Rob Parker, you've been hoodwinked. You've been had, bamboozled, run amok, led astray. You didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on you, Rob Parker. Because Steph Curry, you want to say he don't get it done when it matters. Well, how about this? For his career in the regular season, he averages 23 points a game. That's it. I'm sorry. 24 points a game. But in the playoffs, he actually steps it up to 26.5 points a game. And listen to these numbers. In the NBA Finals, he has played 28 finals games. That's a heck of a sample size. He's averaged 26.5 points, over six assists, and 6 rebounds in the finals. Against the best competition. All this mess. Oh, is he taking over a fight? I told you. He averaged 26 a game in the finals. In 2019, their last championship, or that's the one they lost, he averaged 36-5.
Meaningless empty numbers. You just said it.
They're meaningless numbers. Just because you lose, they're meaningless? Really?
No, those are. And the other thing, Chris,
he averaged
please.
30. 30 is never meaningless. I'm you saying, know there's some this. Numbers that are never meaningless.
That if Kevin Durant wasn't on that team, he wouldn't have those the last
really?
Two championships.
Didn't he
really?
Won it without Durant.
Really? And the
Durant
one that he won
it without him?
The one that he actually won was a broken down Cavs team missing
so
two-thirds of their stars.
Then,
I'm just telling you the truth.
The Toronto
I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth.
But Kawhi
won. But Kawhi won a championship before that. That's not his only championship.
Steph
no, look, no, Steph didn't win before that.
Do you
he won because Durant showed up,
so
and you know
not,
it, and everybody knows it. That's why they begged Durant to come.
Stop.
He knows
he didn't
it.
Beg
what,
him?
He changed basketball, Chris, but he needed Durant to win championships? If he changed basketball,
Durant,
he wouldn't
Draymond.
Need Durant. That's
that
the most overstated. It's the most overstated thing
and
I've
stop
ever heard.
Ripping
why would he ask?
Because you don't.
Why would he
the
ask?
You don't rip the Pistons championship in 1989 when Magic Johnson only played 75 minutes in the series.
It makes
no sense.
You don't
hear you doing that.
It makes no sense.
So
that you're
stop taking away from their championship.
It makes no sense that
you didn't
talk
take
about,
away from Toronto because Durant
game.
Was hurt.
He ain't changed no game.
Hurt.
He didn't change
really?
The game. He
have
had to get Kevin Durant.
NBA basketball lately?
Yeah, and ain't nobody else done that. That was a one-time deal.
It. But
that's right,
trying.
And nobody else can do it. And the other thing is, it doesn't win you championships. If he was that guy, he wouldn't allow
one.
Kevin Durant. He wouldn't allow Kevin Durant to come and take over the team or take a back seat. How is a game changer taking a back seat to another player? He didn't change the damn
is
game.
Dwayne Wade
it's a
game
false
changer?
Narrative.
Is
it's
Dwayne
a false
Wade,
was, narrative.
What, answer me this: was Dwayne Wade a game changer?
No.
Really? Didn't he lead the Heat to the championship before LeBron got there?
Yeah, with a million free throws. Go look it up.
Whatever.
He ain't win no
he
game.
Did
a million
he
free throws.
He wasn't calling the fouls?
Yeah.
He wasn't calling the fouls?
That's a false championship. Go
Stop
look at a million
it.
Free
see,
throws.
I see your point now. Now you want to, this one counts, this one doesn't. Stop it. Because you have never said Kawhi's championship in Toronto without Durant, without Klay is false.
I'm the championship
judge. You are the
McCoach.
I've
it's
been telling
me.
You for a year and a half. You are the McCoach, the most inconsistent of all time. Stop it, Rob Parker. You should be ashamed of this argument. Steph, and let me settle this for once and for all. Because in 2015, Steph Curry should have been the finals MVP. And I'll respect Andre Iguodala. He played great. He scored. He defended LeBron. He played great. But Steph Curry, with the series in the balance, they were down 2-1. People forget that. Down 2-1 in Cleveland. And over the last three games, Steph averaged 28, 6, and 5, and hit 14 threes, shot 45% from behind the arc. In the pivotal game five, because you know, Rob, game fives are pivotal. Tied 2-2. Pivotal game five. That team usually wins it all. He dropped 37. Stop it, Rob. Give the man his props. That's all I'm saying. You fell for it, Rob G. And notice Rob G
I
didn't say a
for
word.
Nothing. Rob G don't have
G
to say anything.
Peep.
He don't
he
have
ran.
To say anything.
He's cowering under the desk right now.
As usual, Chris, you overstate. There's no way Steph Curry is a game changer, but he needed Durant to help win championships.
He didn't. He won it without him.
And he's the one. Why did he take a back seat?
He won it without him.
If he changed the NBA, why do you take a back seat? Because he ain't good enough. Kevin Durant's better than him.
Oh,
everybody
okay.
who steps on the
that.
Court knows that.
Nobody
he
argues
He ain't no
that.
Damn game changer. Stop it.
Stop. He changed the game of basketball. You must not watch basketball
it changed so much
in 2020.
That, but it didn't help him win because he wouldn't have been able to win
yeah,
those championships.
Actually, it did, Rob Parker, because
no,
he's got
not.
One more title than Kevin Durant. So stop it. I'm not saying he's better than Durant. Durant's better. But don't take it away from Steph. Magic never won it without Kareem. Jordan never won it without Pippen. Isaiah never won it without Dumars. Bird never won it without Parrish and McHale. You need great teammates. So stop it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing! I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And today is the four-year anniversary of, I would think, other than, I don't know if anybody's retired after winning a championship. I mean, Jordan, of course, hit the big shot, retired against Utah. And then, excuse me, I'm sorry about that.
You all right?
Yeah. And then came back, of course, and played for the Wizards. So he really didn't retire. But I don't know if anybody on an individual level, Rob, has retired from the NBA with a greater performance than Kobe Bryant scoring 60 in his last game. I mean, it was incredible, and I thought it was so Kobe Bryant. Like, I thought it was the best way for him to go out because it kind of epitomized his career.
But
he was
the only
shooter.
Thing,
he was a volume shooter. He took 50 shots.
I was going to say,
He never shot even 47% from the floor.
But that's not impressive, and I'm not knocking Kobe.
Really?
But
60 in your last game?
No, but on 50 shots?
Here's the thing. If you hit 25 of them, that's 50%. That's 50 points. That's not including, obviously, free throws and if any of them were threes. But, you know, if he hit... I get nowadays with the three-pointer, but if you hit half your shots,
that's only 50
points.
I don't know what his shooting thing was, but
He was like 22 for 50 or something like that.
The 50
Rob
shots
G, check it out.
Was a lot. That's all I'm saying.
But my point is, it was his last game. Who cared if they won? They did win. They beat Utah. But it wasn't about going out there and having, you know, the most efficient game. It was about going out as Kobe Bryant.
So and if he like took I said, 50 shots, all right, if he took 50 shots and scored...
he scored 18, 60.
No, I know. And he scored 25 points. Would you say, like, how embarrassing it was to go out there and just hoist up shots on your last game? Would you look at it differently?
Yeah, because that means he would have been, like, 10 for 50.
Okay.
Yeah, it would have looked bad. But it wasn't that. He actually led them to on a comeback. Rob G, get what he was, 50, you know, how many shots he made.
He was 22 of 50.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was 22 of 50. But that's not, I mean, that's like 47%, something like that. So, or 44%, actually. But
that's not that great right there.
Nah, but that's what he shot for his career,
no,
I believe.
No, that's fine.
He was a 44% shooter. Like, it was the epitome of Kobe Bryant. Wouldn't you say that? He was a volume shooter. He took tough shots. He hit about 44. Rob G, wasn't it 44% for his career?
Yeah, right about that. Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, he believed he could put the team on his back. I just thought it was like vintage Kobe. But let me ask you this, Rob. What is your, some people think this, that was, I can't imagine why they would say that was the most iconic Kobe moment. I mean, it was his last game. He was old. But what do you think was the most kind of iconic or, you know, the biggest, best moment, I guess.
The 81 points?
So a lot of people would say that.
That's what I would. I mean, when you talk about trying to score 81 points in the NBA game, and I know Wilt scored 100, and to me, that's harder because people have scored
81,
Chris, 50 and 60, but 81 at that time, I thought that was big. I'm sorry.
It was huge.
I thought that. That,
and
that's
it was
one
in
that,
a competitive
like
a, game.
Right. It was like in a game that, you know what I mean, where
right.
it
they
wasn't
down 18 at one point.
Exactly.
I think, and I think this so gets overlooked, but I think the biggest moment, the most iconic moment, I can't say iconic because it does get overlooked, but was in 2000 when they won their first championship. And Shaq was obviously the man, but Kobe is 21 years old. They're playing Indiana. They're up 2-1 in Indiana. And Kobe had a sprained ankle. So he sat out the entire game three, only played 9 minutes in game two. He comes back, plays in game four. They're nip and tuck with the Pacers, Reggie Miller, Mark Jackson. And Shaq fouls out with like 2.5 minutes left in overtime. So everybody thinks it's over, that the Pacers are going to win the game, even it up at 2-2, and now we got a series. Kobe goes to Shaq and says, yo, don't worry about it. I got you. And proceeds to go out there, and they run like three straight ISOs for him. He scores every time, hit a couple jumpers, and then makes a putback layup. He had 8 points in the overtime. That's still the second most ever in an overtime game in the finals. They go on to win and leads them to the victory. They're up 3-1. Obviously, the series is over. They won it in six, I think. And to me, that's the biggest moment of Kobe's career because, one, he and Shaq had never won a championship yet. So that kind of sealed that they were about to win their first championship. It also, Rob, I think, sealed Kobe's reputation because first impressions are big. And we know Utah, we remember him shooting the air balls as a youngster in the playoffs and
all
that.
I still remember watching that thinking, look at this guy.
Right.
Not one,
like, this
but
dude
two.
Is crazy.
Not, and they got Shaq on that team. I'm like, what? The ball's not going to I was stunned.
Right, right. It probably
stunned.
Was supposed to go to Shaq, you know. But I thought that sealed Kobe's reputation as a killer. As a, you know, a clutch player, as a guy that wants the big shot. Because if you look at his numbers in the clutch, like, they're not where LeBron's are. They're not where Jordan's are. They're lower. But Kobe has that reputation that everybody thinks of him as this killer in the clutch who you want to have the ball And I think it was sealed that day because he did take over as a youngster and lifted them to victory without Shaq. But that's why I think that is. And most people don't think of that. They think of the 81, the 60, you know, the Achilles, you know, the free throws. He walks to the line to take the free throws with a torn Achilles.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.